time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me at the piano in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and also the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Timothy Strand is joining us from Minneapolis. Timothy, welcome.
Thank you.
And actually, you're at work right now, I understand.
I am at work.
And where's work for you?
Work is University Lutheran Church of Hope near the University of Minnesota campus.
And what do you do there?
I am the music director.
Uh-huh, which means you probably do all kinds of different things.
I certainly do. Direct choirs and play the organ and piano and work with instrumentalists.
Very nice. You wouldn't happen to be sitting at a piano right now, would you?
I'm not, actually.
Okay. So you can't play things back to Bruce after he plays
No.
Too. Okay.
I've got a feeble old chickering sitting here in the office, but I don't think you'd want to hear it.
What do you feed those?
Well, I don't know.
Well, Timothy, I don't know what Bruce has up his sleeve here, so if you get stuck on either the tune or the composer, we can try to puzzle this out together.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. That took an unexpected turn at the end.
Slightly crazy.
Well, a little toreador there at
yes.
the end. But
that's right. Toreador actually is it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Toreador is the tune?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't have it until then.
No, it's there the whole time. I'll play it for you again now that we know that, and you'll see while you're thinking about the composer that it's there the whole time. Or maybe
okay.
you'll hear.
It's so obvious now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Timothy, what about the composer whose style Bruce is imitating here?
Oh, you know, what it reminds me of is a Cacciatorean piano piece I used to play, but I'm not sure that that's it.
I love that guess.
Yeah,
it's a very, very close guess. This composer is better known to most people than Cacciatorean.
Right.
But I would say Cacciatorean and this composer were influenced by many of the same things and trying to accomplish similar things.
Yep. Bartok?
Yes, exactly. There you go.
Bella Bartok.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, if you played the Microcosmos or Microcosmos, Book 6, Number 6 has this exact... And so basically I took your tune... And we have... Switches to here, and you have. And here it is. Da da dee da da da. But very dissonant. And then da 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 ba ba. And then the whole end. Is by Bartok.
Oh.
And then this, he did something here, something like that, which I can't remember, but I used the tune.
Well, I love the treatment, but boy, I didn't have that tune until you did that little thing at the end.
Well, you know, it's not expected.
Yep.
The first time through, it just seemed kind of like a glorious mess.
Ah, isn't that funny? So, you know, even though this isn't really what it's like to be at the premiere of a piece by Bartok, here you are hearing something and it doesn't make sense to you, and then suddenly it does, and then it seems quite simple, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
That's the way listening to new music often is.
Well, thanks for cleaning up the mess for us there, Bruce. And thank you, Timothy Strand, for playing our piano puzzler and getting both halves of it, the tune and the composer. Well done.
Well, you know, with a little help.
A little help from Cacciatore.
Exactly.
Timothy, what's your public radio station?
Minnesota Public Radio.
KSJN here in the Twin Cities. Timothy Strand, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
You're welcome.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.